and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to share, you want to say, you want to tell us, advice, you want it, you need it, anything, please, 766-9370. And I encourage you, Joe, and producer Dana, see if you can find any of these other celebrity endorsements or commercials that you thought were ridiculous. This is my deal today. And I don't watch a lot of TV. In fact, the only TV I ever do watch is about, I get about 2 hours a night, you know. Yeah, hour uninterrupted, but about total 2 hours a night. And I'm always, you know, I scan a little bit, but typically I keep it on the CBS just because I just love the programming. It's just amazing.
2 hours a night is all the TV you get?
If. Yeah, I try not to turn the TV on before 6 o'clock, honestly. I really don't. I mean, I watch stuff online here, and I look around and all that, but as far as just turning the TV on...
You got a radio on or anything in the house? You got any kind of background noise, or you just got silence? That would kill me.
Yeah, I typically have silence. And the
oh, my God.
Dana, help me. When does The Ranch drop? When does The Ranch come out for the new season on Netflix?
I know it's June. I think I want to say it's this Friday.
Yeah, I think it is Friday. I think we got new Ranch. So
literally, you'll only turn the TV on if there's a program you're gonna that you are interested in watching.
Yeah.
Wow. See, the instant I walk in the door, mine comes on. Boom, and then it doesn't shut off again until I leave for work the next morning.
Now, here's the thing. I do sleep with my TV on at night. But I don't watch the TV. I have it on because I told you, I got that damn tinnitus and my ears ring, so I need some sort of background noise, and I just fall asleep, but I don't watch it.
See, I don't watch it like all during the afternoon and running around. I mean, I will. I'll sit down and watch a program or a movie or whatever, but it's always, always on for some kind of, because I cannot have dead silence.
Oh, yeah, dead silence is creepy.
Oh, I hate that.
See, I look at the TV, it's sitting there, a big black rectangle, nothing on it. I'm like, ooh, that's nice.
Ooh, that creeps me
out.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the TV on, you don't have music on either. Because it's one or the other in our house.
No.
It's just this. That's what's in your house.
Wait, stop, stop. Let it go a little bit. Oh, my God. See, isn't that tranquil?
No, ugh. God, that's awful. Wait, that gives me anxiety like nothing else.
Oh, my God. This is all we do is that. Into the microphone, all I hear is just constant sound and music. And I mean, my life is just so, so loud. And because it's my life, it's obnoxious. So when I have just a rectangle there, oh, my God. And if the dog is sleeping, and yesterday my wife and son were gone, oh, my God. I mean, you could hear the grass growing and a little bit of wind.
Awful.
It was awesome.
Just the only time of my day ever where there's complete silence is in the vehicle after we get done with the show. There's no radio on at that point in time. I just kind of for like 20 minutes and then that's it.
Oh God, no. I do that all the time.
Oh, I have a radio on in my garage at all times.
When I get in the car, I'm usually talking. See, that's the other thing. When I'm getting on, I got to do, you know, I'm calling a buddy here, my wife will call, I'm doing this, I'm doing whatever, talking to the boss or whatever I'm doing, and I'm talking. So when I get home, I throw all that crap away. Everything's off. But instantly when I get home, I get on the computer. So I'm watching video on that, and I'm listening to that stuff. And
there's
I'm doing
sound then.
Yeah, but it's beautiful when I don't even hear myself typing, and there's nothing on the TV, and it's just like I say, you could hear grass grow. That is the best.
Well, you're talking about that black picture of the TV where there's nothing on it. That is frightening to me.
That scares Joe.
Yeah, that is ominous.
A TV without images is like the Holocaust.
Why have a TV if you're not going to turn it on?
But back to this and my deal. This is pretty damn funny, and I don't know how many people have seen this. And I'll start by asking or saying this. I can handle, and it took me a while, I had to grow into it. I can handle Matthew McConaughey driving a Lincoln Navigator. You know, he's on this ferry boat, and he's already locked in, and he's got his map, and he's got his plans, and he's got all his coordinates, and he gets off the ferry, and you're like, oh, my God, Matthew McConaughey and this Lincoln Navigator, he's going on some sort of mission.
Well, he brings you into it. He really makes that commercial believable.
Oh,
he puts some acting prowess in
it. Yeah, you don't know if he's in a foreign country. You don't know if he's up in Seattle. You don't know exactly where he is, but, boy, the way he sells it, it's like, man, if I get a Navigator, I'm part businessman, part explorer. And he really sells this image of just adventure. And you don't know what's around the next turn, but he's got the map. It's almost like he's going out to find treasure.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
He is. The treasure is the life he lives behind the wheel.
That is absolutely what that commercial sells. And for a while, I was like, come on. All right. Get off the TV already.
Hey, how y'all doing?
This is ridiculous. But then I'm like, okay, all right, I'll lean into it. Okay, these are okay commercials. I think the new Navigator's beautiful. So I learned to like that commercial. Then an old one came on last night. This is about 2 years old. You're so old. You seen this one? Johnny Depp driving a Challenger out in the middle of a desert, and he passes a buffalo.
No.
Have you not seen this commercial?
Is he dressed up like Tonto?
No. He's dressed up like Johnny Depp.
Okay.
And Dana, anyone out there, you could YouTube this or Google this if you haven't seen it. I think the cologne that he's selling is called Savage. Okay.
Well, it would be.
And it's a fragrance that you can get at Macy's, according to the commercial. But he's out driving around, man, and he's got his glasses on, bro, and he's got his handkerchiefs on, dude, and he's cruising, and he passes a buffalo, oncoming. He passes it in the road, and he looks at it. The buffalo looks at him, and then he gets out of the car, and he's got a shovel, dude, and he starts digging in the desert, and it's the most ominous, weird. You're like, what the hell is this? And then at the end of the commercial, Savage.
What's he burying?
Oh, I don't know. I guess his skeletons, his old scent.
Yeah,
I don't know.
His old scent.
It's a cologne commercial. I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, that commercial creeps me out.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah, YouTube it when we get done. You got to see it. Have you seen the weird one with Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah.
And her what do they call that
psoriasis.
Stuff? Psoriasis. Psoriasis.
Yep.
She shows you her arm, and it looks like she was in a fire.
I never knew she had that. I didn't know that. I mean, from back in the day. And she always wore, like, little tank top.
Yeah.
Dresses and whatnot.
And she's still, I always thought Cyndi Lauper's just cute as a button.
Yeah.
But she shows you her arm. You're like, oh my God, she's living with psoriasis. And all these people are on there. So I'm like, okay. I think that's cool that she's out there selling this medication that may or may not work to cure psoriasis or help with the condition. But then last night I saw this. And this was tough. And I'll tell you this. The toughest commercials for me to digest were when The Colonel came out.
Oh, and my Lord, those were crazy.
They dug Arlen Sanders up from his grave and reincarnated him with other celebrities. And you had all these different people. You had George Hamilton.
That's when it got creepy.
You had...
They tanned him up. They didn't need to tan him up.
Did you ever see the one with Ray Liotta? Ray Liotta was the Colonel.
Yeah, that was probably the... Yeah, he looked weird.
Norm MacDonald was a Colonel.
Greatly.
Hammond. Daryl Hammond was a Colonel.
Greatly.
Gaffigan was a colonel.
Jim Gaffigan did it?
Jim Gaffigan was a colonel. Who is that?
There was a feat. Reba McEntire.
Reba McEntire. That scared the hell out of me.
That was creepy.
That was the creepiest colonel.
And that would look real.
Oh, it was awful. Man, it was absolutely
awful.
She makes
a really good 1800s-ish, you know, man.
Yeah, that was awful. But I came to kind of think, okay, these commercials, I guess, are creepy, but they're kind of cool because you never know who's going to play the colonel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last night, this one, I had to sit up. I'm like, oh my God, I turned the volume up. Ray Liotta, again doing another commercial, selling Chantix now. And he says that
the
he's
on smoking stuff?
Yeah. He's sitting on there, and you know, he was butchered. I don't know who his doctor was or whatever, but they cut him up, and his skin was always pocked anyway, and he always
needs to get money back for that.
Yeah, they turned him into an Asian mobster with the worst case of acting I've ever seen. They've scarred and marred his face. And he's unrecognizable, and he's on TV.
An Asian mobster with the worst case of acne. That is a pretty daggone good description of him.
And again, I'm not being racist in any way.
No, not at all, but that is what he looks like. It looks like he has changed races.
Yes, it really does. And his eyebrows are there, and his eyes are more slanted, and he's got pox on the face.
They've really sucked him tight. Whatever they've done, they've really pulled that skin tight.
Yeah, they stretched him out. Yeah. He's unrecognizable. He's on that cop show on NBC with Jennifer Lopez. I haven't seen it.
They don't have the lights up a lot when he's in on screen.
Yeah, he does all the night scenes.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there and he says, hey, I always played a tough guy on TV. And as tough as I always was, I was never tough enough to beat smoking.
Oh.
And he's selling freaking Chantix now. That smoking stuff that says it'll make you go cuckoo, it'll make you kill yourself, kill someone else, you'll have all these suicidal thoughts.
People that have been on that say that happens.
Yeah, it causes all this delirium.
But you quit smoking,
yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, you got a monkey on your back. You got to kill a few others to get rid of it. I mean, let's do it.
I want to quit smoking. I want to stay awake in paralyzing fear all night from horrible nightmares and suicidal thoughts. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, might have bowel movements from your belly button. Okay, I'll take it. So he's on there, and I'm like, Ray Liotta, really? You've disappeared, basically, from television altogether with a couple of movies that have been small here and there, and they paid you to do a Chantix commercial, and he's walking around a movie set, and he's talking about how tough he used to be, and I'm like, come on, Ray Liotta, this is a guy that stole Mark Grace's girlfriend. This is a guy that buried or helped bury Billy Batts. I mean, this guy has done iconic stuff, And now he's selling Chantix, and he doesn't look good. And I don't like, I guess my deal is the fact that celebrities are hawking medication for different things, because I think there's a lot of people out there that love Ray Liotta. I don't smoke, but if I did, I see this guy and I'm like, holy crap, Henry Hill, the guy, Karen! They see this guy that used to almost beat his wife because she flushed the cocaine. He's on TV now saying that he's really tough and all that, but he can't quit smoking. That's going to peddle tons and tons of medication. And I don't know if I like the celebrities peddling medicine. You want to sell me a hamburger? You want to sell me tennis shoes? You want to sell me a car? You want to sell me chicken? Okay. But the Chantix thing, I was like, Ray Liotta, come on, man. What did they pin you for? What did they give you to do the Chantix commercial?
Oh, they gave him quite a bit, probably.
Oh, I bet they gave him a ton of money. And I don't blame him for making an honest living doing a celebrity endorsement. But the Chantix, man, you listen to that disclaimer.
I got to be honest with you. I somewhat agree with you on that. I'm not quite sure how I would feel about someone you highly respect. Hawking medicine is an odd thing. It's like hawking drugs.
It's kind of weird,
you know?
And you know me, how I think about medicine and how I think about prescriptions and what I think about the doctor.
Well, I think the whole world thinks that now. It's been proven that if you get medicine from the doctor, you're probably going to grow a third arm or die shortly.
Yeah, I don't like this medicine and all this damn pharmaceutical. It's overboard. But then when you see these guys, I highly respected them. I'm like, come on, really, Ray?
What
really?
About, though? Now think of it from this point of view.
And he said he took it.
He gets older.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting older. You and I are getting older. I'm going to be 43 in 2 days.
Dana, since you've known me within the year, safe to say I look like I'm reversing time. Do I look as old as I did a year ago?
The beard helps.
Okay, good. See, I'm getting younger anyway.
Yeah, well, the beard helps you to look younger when you shave it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you got it on your face, you don't. You look like Santa.
I'm so old, I've stopped shaving.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, I mean, so you're on high blood pressure medicine. I'm on, you know, cholesterol. Most people our age or a little bit older has got to take something.
Stuff starts to break down, yeah.
So, if you're using it and it's helping you,
yeah,
side effects or not,
yeah.
I could see that.
If, in fact, Ray Liotta took it and got success with it, and
quit
he believed...
smoking, yeah, you know.
And that's what he claims, and I bet it's a legit claim. They're not going to put Ray Liotta on there and hawk the Chantix if, in fact, he didn't use it. I mean, they would. Don't kid yourself for 1 second and think that there hasn't been a celebrity out there that's put a battery on their shoulder or a hamburger in their hand that has never used the product that says it's great. That's happened a bunch. But with Ray Liotta, I do believe that he probably smoked a lot, and he was getting older, and the doctor's like, hey, you got to calm this down. Why don't you try this? Mm-hmm, he tried it, and then the doctor tells the Chantix rep that, hey, Ray Liotta, man, he quit smoking. It's working. He loves this product. Chantix rep sells the company. The company says, let's hire him. Hey, Ray, we'll give you $2 million to do a TV commercial and help us sell the Chantix. You believe in it. And I bet it was an organic, natural process the way it came to be. And if, in fact, he believes in it, okay, I can kind of support it, but I still don't like the fact that celebrities are hawking the meds.
It's new, and it's weird.
And you're going to see more. You're going to see more of it.
Very odd. It really is.
So,
that's go either way on that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what to think or feel, but I got to be honest with you. If it's somebody that I like and it's using it and it's working for
and
them.
And you have the illness or the ailment.
I'd probably try it.
See, that's my point. So, 766-9370, anything at all you want to discuss. I don't know if you've seen this Ray Liotta or any of the commercials we talked about. YouTube them. The one you got to YouTube is Johnny Depp passing the buffalo in the Dodge Challenger, digging a hole in the desert to sell cologne.
That is ridiculous.
Twisted. Lick Us and Win. We'll tell you what we got and the categories here shortly. Here's some classic rock redefined with Beastie Boys on the River.
Yeah!